Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on a little, as far as our food, as far as our drinking, and as far as our eating is concerned. We did the chapter before this, chapters on sufficing on little, as far as a person's general lifestyle, things in his life are concerned. Now specifically here we are talking about those things that are even permissible, even in a permissible range also, sufficing on little and not going on to any type of extravagance. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal qad aflaha man aslama wa kana rizquhu kafafa wa qanna'ahu Allah bima ataahu. Rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who accepts Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about, qad aflaha, that person that has these three qualities in him, that person is indeed successful. Successful here means already this person is successful who has these three qualities. So the first quality Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that man aslama, that person who has accepted Islam. Because we know Islam is the prerequisite for a person to enter into Jannah. Islam is a prerequisite for a person to be successful as far as Akhirat is concerned, to be successful in this world also. A person needs Islam. Without Islam, a person has nothing. So the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the first quality he needs to have, is he needs to have Islam. So قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ. The next quality Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَكَانَ رِزْقُهُ كَفَافًا. And the next quality is his wealth, his income is sufficient to cover his expenses. Kafafa means to break even. In other words, he's got enough to break even. Whatever his expenses are, he's coming out. So this person's wealth, he's got enough. And what is the benefit of this? The person doesn't need to stretch his hand out. He doesn't need to ask anybody. He doesn't need to go and take loans. So as far as his money is concerned also, he's got itminan. He's got peace of mind. One of the main reasons for tension and problem, etc., is a person is not satisfied. He doesn't have shukr with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that this person has got enough. Sometimes you'll find a person has got more than enough, but yet he's still not happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person has got enough. He's coming out. This is some great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first was Islam. The person next is a person has got enough. Note that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say that he got plenty. He says he's got kafafa, he can break even. So that is a fortunate person. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the third part of this hadith, وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَاهُ. And this person is content with what Allah ta'ala has given him. Well, he's content. In other words, Allah has given him X amount. He's getting X amount, I'm happy, I'm content. Why? From the various hadiths we realize that a person can be in parishani, a person can be all the time mentally under stress, mentally under worry. If he's got something, and it doesn't matter how much he got, but he still wants more and more and more, he's still under stress. But where a man has got enough, he's qanna'a Allah, he's content with what Allah Ta'ala has given him. This person is a person that doesn't have any tension and pressure as far as working and working and making more money. So this qana'at is a very, very great thing. Is a quality that is something that is very, very beneficial. It's a very great quality to have. In fact, one of the du'as that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make, one famous du'a that we know, that between the Rukne Yamani and the Hajri Aswad, one famous du'a that we know that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make is Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. In the hadith it comes, another du'a that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make as he was getting closer towards the Hajri Aswad. We should also read this du'a. It comes in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua, that Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani, that oh Allah, grant me contentment in the wealth that you have provided me. The wealth that you have given me, oh Allah, give me qanaat, give me contentment, let me be happy with what you have given me. In other words, my mind is not all the time working how I can make more and more and chasing. I'm happy with Allah, what you have given me, I'm happy. So this contentment is one of the specific duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. And it's a dua that we should try and learn. And if Allah ta'ala takes us for Umrah also, at least we know we can add this to our dua that we make there at this point. The next part of this dua is, wa barik li fi, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wealth that you've given me also, then give me barakat in it. So the first is, give me contentment in my wealth, existing wealth, and then give me barakat also in this existing wealth that you have given me. And the third part of this dua is a very beautiful, strange, ajeeb dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَخْلُفْ عَلَيَّ كُلَّ غَائِبَةٍ بِخَيْرٍ. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything that I don't have, give me goodness in that. Replace me with goodness in what I don't have. First, in asking for contentment in what I have. Give me barakat in what I have. What I don't have, I don't have it. Either it's absent from me, or I've lost it. I lost wealth, I may have lost my son, I may have lost my property, I may have lost some family. Whatever I lost, to Allah, in that also you give me goodness. So not only in what I got, you give me goodness, in what I don't have also, Allah, what I've lost also, in that also you give me goodness. What an ajeeb, strange dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, Allah, give me reward also for those things that I don't even have. Such a beautiful dua, encompassing so many things. Now when a person has got this in his life, I think he'll be ever completely in depression for things that he has lost, for things that he doesn't have. He's actually turning to Allah and he's making tafweez, and he's asking for ta'weez. Ta'weez means that, oh Allah, I'm asking you for a reward, a return for what I lost, I don't have. And oh Allah, tafweez, I'm handing my matter over to you. Whatever has happened, whatever difficulties, whatever I don't have, I'm handing my matter over to you. You take charge of it. Such a beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of learning this dua. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani wa barik li fihi wa khluf aliyya kulla ghaibatin bi khair. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding the duas of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bringing it into our life. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.